Blog Talk Radio.
Warning. The following video contains strong language, which may be offensive to some viewers or inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
Has anyone ever seen the job application at Taco Bell? What asshole is writing the questions on this application?
Okay.
Question number three, and I quote, how did you hear about Taco Bell?
The bar of your shit. And keep it so long. You have to bar it back. I know you got the room on your bar, man. You got my goddamn room. That ain't all, man.
Weed's getting a bad rap. I don't mean like a blunt rap. I mean, you know, I mean, people talk, you know, people talk to shit about it. You know, marijuana affects the memory. That's bullshit. I never forget to smoke.
Incapacitated right now, but anyways, hey everybody, happy Women's Month. I'm supposed to say that, but anyways, I just wanted to tell everybody, hey, how you doing, and keep everything going. We got a good show for you, okay? So stay tuned, stay in tune, and keep it going. We're gonna play some good music, some things, and I ain't gonna talk about my jeans. You know, I got a bad phone call from somebody. Talk about don't say about my ding ding, and don't talk about my wing bing, and don't talk about trying to get women in the bed. What the hell's going on in this damn world? I can't say shit anymore. Every time I try to say something, somebody trying to censor me. God damn mother beeping, God beeping motherfucking bog damn sucker ducker, sugar chuggy, boy, what? But anyways, we got a good one for you. So happy Women's Month, all you ladies out there, and your senior ladies out there, 65 or older, give a holla at an old man. Let me know what's going on. I'd like to get to know you. But you know the number. Well, come on. It's 5. Hold on. Let me get the paper. Let me get the paper. All right. Okay. It's 5-1-6-4-1. Oh, sorry. 5-1-6-4-1-8-5-8-0-5. That's not my social security number. That's the phone number to call the station. Hey, also, hey. You want to go out sometime, ladies? Give me a call. I'm single. I'd like to meet you. Maybe can mingle. But anyways, let's get going to the show. We got another thing for you. A hot one for you. This is Uncle Grandpa. Tell you, keep it real. Keep it 100. And, hey, I got a new mic on here, so I might sound a little different. So, hey, let's go. Let's get it. Let's play. Okay.
If you were to watch some of these Lifetime movies that they're most famous for, you would notice that they often involve a woman being murdered, hoodwinked, maimed, beaten, kidnapped, beheaded, you know, girl stuff.
Look, I don't want to brag. But I've got money. Okay? Okay? I got the kind of money, like when I'm sick, I go to the doctor. in the United States. That's rich. When I get sick, I'm like, Grandma, keep your Vicks. We're going to the doctor. That's how much money I got. Rappers make it rain champagne. I make it rain penicillin. I'm like, beat up, right there. Oh, there it is. So I was at Bloomingdale's in the clearance section. I can afford clearance, not the regular price stuff, okay? So I'm at Bloomingdale's, and I see a bag that I like, and it doesn't have a price. And I stand by it. And people stop walking. They start walking, and no one stops, right? They just walk, walk, walk. Finally, a woman walks by. I'm like, hey, how much is this bag? She's like, oh. It's $800. Okay. I'm going to buy that bag. She's like, oh, are you? Well, I'm just going to take the bag. I'm going to hold it up front until you're ready to check out. Bitch. So we're at the cash register, right? And she's like typing, whatever. And it's taking forever. Like, I feel like she doesn't think that I'm going to buy the bag. Like, halfway through, I'm going to be like, JK, I'm poor. Bye. Yeah. Typing. Now, here's the thing you got to know about me. My mom taught me to never complain. We don't complain. Like, if I get the wrong food at a restaurant, I eat the wrong food. Like, I don't complain, right? But this woman's being so terrible. Like, obviously terrible, right? She's like, nye. Like, look, I'm sorry. I got to stop you. You are being awful. You're being rude, and I'm going to teach you a lesson. Now, I don't even want this bag. I'm buying this bag because I've got the money to buy this bag. And not only that, this bag is for me. I want you to gift wrap it. That bag is for me, but I want to surprise myself. Like, what did I get me? I want you to surprise. Gift wrap. And I stood there. I'm like, more ribbon. I pay, she gives me the card, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, I'm doing this to teach you a lesson. I don't know what it is about me, but for some reason you think that I can't afford to shop here. I don't know what you expect me to dress, like wear to this store, like what, a fucking wedding gown? Need I remind you that I'm shopping at Bloomingdale's and you're fucking working at Bloomingdale's, okay? I gave you my fucking bag. Thank you. I left. I was walking off. You guys, that is the closest. Like, that was like the movie Selena. Like, we don't want that dress. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh. I was like, Pretty Woman, big mistake. Like, that's where I was. I go, like, oh. I left. I was like, I was waiting to get to the outside and just lose it, you know? Like, I walked out of that store with pride. I walked out of that store with dignity. And I got into my car, and I was like, yes! And I drove to the closest Bloomingdale's to return that fucking bag. Because I couldn't afford it, but I taught that bitch a lesson, and that's all that matters.
People really want to challenge me about all these women coming forward. Someone came up to me and was like, well, how do these women even remember what happened? I'm like, oh. Because we're known for our amazing ability to forget shit. We're known for just letting things go after a while. It's our thing. Maybe some people don't understand that when you get harassed at a young age, you might not even put together that that's what's occurring until later in life when you're an adult. That was one of my experiences. When I was 19 years old, I got a job as an extra in a television show. And the first day I was there, the director, who was at least 65 years old, invited me into his trailer for lunch. So I go into his trailer, and I know what you're thinking. Why did you go into his trailer? Because I was an idiot. I was 19 years old. No one had told me trailers were bad. There was a lot of shit I didn't know. I also thought clear bra straps were clear. I also thought that lady living with my aunt was her roommate. I also thought guys could be allergic to latex. There was a lot of shit I hadn't figured out yet. Don't blame me. So of course I go into his trailer. Out of nowhere, he just lunges at me. I didn't understand what was happening because he was so much older than me. I thought he fell. I was like, are you okay? Oh my God. Are you passing away? What's happening? No idea what to do with that story. I don't remember the guy's name. But the good news is I did accidentally stumble upon a great way to deal with harassment at work from a creepy guy. Just pretend you think he's having a medical emergency. Next time a guy's like, hey, sweetie, want to get a drink later? Just go, oh my God, someone call an ambulance. Gary thinks he's in my league. I don't know if it's like dementia or maybe it's a stroke. Gary thinks I would fuck him. We've got to call an ambulance. Bad. Don't get angry. Just get very compassionate.
You know, I come from a famous family, being a Wayans. Yeah, thank you. Some of y'all don't know. Y'all like, what? It's been hard, though, because, you know, a lot of y'all know half of my family is rich and half of them are poor. And if you say, yep. And I grew up on the poor side, unfortunately. Don't get me wrong. I've been in all A films. You just got to have a hell of a slow motion button. Or have me sitting next to you. Like, you see that building over there? Okay, if you just look to the far right in the corner. When he go by, that's my shoulder shadow right there. And I was like the Cinderella of the summer. I would come to Cali every summer, visit my rich side. We go to premieres, after parties. I got to meet a lot of celebrities. Then when that clock striked at the end of the summer, I could see it. I saw the mansion leave, the gated community. I think my car turned into a fucking pumpkin on the way to the airport. Then I had to go back home to the projects. I'm looking at my mom like, woman, would it kill you to tell a fucking joke? Yeah, and in this industry, I needed to make a name for myself because I kept getting tired of people going, hey, man, you would be perfect for this role. If you could just get Damon, oh, man, you'd be fucking amazing. And it's really hard to separate us because people know we're related. I mean, the Wayans couldn't even do a crime because we all fucking look alike. We got a designated Wayans just to take the rap for us in case some shit go down. Shit, Derek Wayans is spending time in jail with some shit I did a long time ago. Thank you, Derek. But I was torn with them, and I decided to rebel. Because I got into an argument with my uncle, and right before I was going on stage, this nigga farted on me. I'm like, you a grown-ass man. He was like, you want to be one of the fellas? I was like, not that fucking bad. He pissed me off so bad that I was like, I'd rather go struggle and make a damn name for myself. I don't need you. You don't respect me. I can go do Postmates. And if I could just make... if I could just make $500 a day, that's what, $4 a ride? If I just 48 hours, I could do this all by myself. So that's what I'm doing now, Postmates. We got some Postmates in here? Or did I deliver to some of y'all? Postmates not that bad. I actually make decent money. It's kind of weird running into people I know. I ran into this dude that just sold a TV show. He was like, hey, Shantae Wayans. You know, you try to over-explain yourself. I was like, yeah, man, you know I'm out here hustling. Like, you know, just finished touring and shit, you know what I mean? Just had some meetings about to sell some shit, you know? Just doing this to pay off a little bit of debt, you know, have extra money. He was like, oh, cool, my food is getting cold, I gotta go. You better fucking tip me, man.
I clearly still did not have a good handle on who I was. You know, there was just something missing. I remember one day I got home from a red carpet event. I walked in my house, I took off my light blue velour tracksuit, I threw on my favorite WNBA women's basketball jersey, and I sat down on the couch and I started flipping through the TV channels, and I came upon the Lifetime Network. Their slogan is Lifetime, television for women. Now, if you were to watch some of these Lifetime movies that they're most famous for, you would notice that they often involve a woman being murdered, hoodwinked, maimed, beaten, kidnapped, beheaded, you know, girl stuff. And I love that Lifetime is like, this is for you, women.
Yes.
So I'm sitting there on the couch. I got my work boots propped up on the coffee table. I had made it from repurposed wood from a shed out back with my roommate, Linda. And on this particular day, it was not one of those murder mysteries. It was a movie called The Truth About Jane. And I don't want to bore you straighties with the plot of this movie, but basically a young girl in high school realizes that she is a lesbian, and her mom, she's like, boo! And then by the end of the movie, her mom is like, yay! And that's the movie. So I'm sitting there, and all of this like hits me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I say out loud for the first time in my entire life, I go, oh, my God, I'm gay.
But you know what's really gangster? We take dick. Do you know how gangster it is to take a dick? Let me explain something to you. The strongest, meanest, biggest man in here. Strongest, meanest, biggest man in here. You pull a dick out on him, he'll be like, pull a dick out on a girl, she'd be like, oh, that's all you got. You ever took a dick, sir? Do you know how to take a dick, sir? It's your girlfriend? Your wife, that's right. She gonna take your dick every day, sir! Do you know how it is to take a dick every day, sir? She takes care of your kids and cook your fucking dinner! And she still has to deal with your dick! That's what makes her crazy! Be nice to her for like a month.
I'm going through a breakup. It happened a while ago. We were together 4 years. I was totally blindsided. I did it, but I was just like, whoa. You actually went through with it. Whoa. No, it was awful. It was, I don't know, it was one of those breakups where it's like, I don't know if you've ever broken up with someone when you live with them, but the second he left, even though it was very sad, there was a sense of relief. Like, I'm not even joking you, the second the door shut, like, the second it shut, I started farting for, like, 10 years. Like, I can't stop. It's just been a steady leak since November. I can't. I was holding in farts for nearly 4 years, all of Obama's second term. I can't. The pain, I was cramping up and down. My core was so engaged. I resented him for it because he knew. He had to know that I was holding him in. You know when you hold him in all day and they're like, well, I guess we're not coming out. So they're like, we'll go back up. And they go like it makes a sound. Thank you. This guy knew it before I said it. That happens, right? And exactly. And then everyone looks at you, right? And they're like, whoa. And then you, what do you say? You go, I'm hungry. I'm so hungry. My stomach's growling. I'm hungry. Yeah, that excuse only works if you didn't just eat a huge meal with that person. Because then my boyfriend's just like, yeah, I'm sure it wasn't the vegan chili you just inhaled. And pretty sure there was a sucked up fart. But it's just, And he heard me do it. Like, I know he did. We shared the same bed for, like, 2 years. I would fall asleep and wake up to one of them. And first of all, I'd be like, who's shuffling cards in my bed? Like, I was like, whoa. You know, the mattress shook. I'm like, we need to find a doorway. Where's my go bag? But it was so fun. Is there anything worse than waking up to your own fart when you realize the person next to you is still awake and you're not supposed to fart in front of them? I don't think there is. Like, I would rather wake up to someone breaking in my house, literally, than that. It's horrifying. Because I woke up and I would just freeze, and then I'd start shuffling the covers around, like maybe he would think it was a cover sound, you know? Like, I'm just like, I just have a squeaky duvet. That's a thing. Don't worry about it. Smells like sewage. Don't overthink it.
You know what's crazy is, like, one of the things that I learned in life is, like, how to survive, right? Like, I'm a survivor. And when I was younger, it was so crazy because, like, I would hook up with dudes because I was, like, so hungry. I weighed, like, 100 pounds, and I was starving. And I would, like, you know, go out for dinner and lunch and breakfast. And I was hungry. And I'd be like, oh, shoot, my cycle late. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? And then I would just go to Six Flags, and I would get on every roller coaster, like, 6 or 7 times, and I'd drink a 50 Hennessy. And then my cycle would start. That's how you do an abortion on a budget. That was the late 1900s. Yeah, but it's not even a joke. It's the truth. What you learn in foster care, like, you'd be like, how am I going to get rid of this? I can't afford Planned Parenthood. You got Coca-Cola cans? Yeah, Six Flags. I don't think either one of these companies are going to sponsor me. I ain't got no kids.
Warning, radioactive zone detected. Please enter with Duende mood. Take a break and enjoy the show. This is Radio El Duende.
To the same damn pussy. It looked good in the beginning, then it got droopy and started doing things. It looked like it wanted to walk away from the body. I don't know what the fuck it was, but it was a crazy shit. We did some crazy shit back in the day. Yeah. But anyway, I just want to tell y'all, we appreciate you coming on the show. Don't forget to call. What's that number again? Oh, okay. 516-4. Hold on. Let me get my teeth in. Five, one, six, four, one, eight, five, eight, zero, five. They're calling the Stan Show. Call it now. I need y'all calling here. If y'all don't call here, I'm going to get in trouble. All right. But we're going to take a busy. We're going to listen to some music. Yeah, just listen to some music.
I do believe I'm love, I'm love, I'm love. I do believe I'm love, I'm love, I'm love. I do believe I'm L-O-V. With a glow, all the love that you hide, I see the urge in your eyes. Heart broken by the lies, baby girl, step aside. Let me take you to a new means. I give you my dreams, upgrade your whole life, and leave you covered in cream. Cause cash rules everything around me. Feeling this path, all my destiny, walking up beside me. Dry your eyes, I tell you nothing but truth. Let the hurt subside, the guys are speaking to you. I breathe life, I'm here still, I will carry you. Beautiful, you got a whole future waiting for you. Just forget about your past, now you sitting with cash. Sitting counting all your stats, finally you collapse. Riding became the means, colleges in the feed. Led to something, I tell you,
we lost the
pain. I do believe I'm broken butterflies, blood in the eyes. Never fail, always rise past the drama and lies. Dirty game that we live, cover truth with a myth. See the jewels that I give, how I'm still relevant. Chase out the darkness, now I'm filled with the light. Fly high, presidential suite, I'm booking the flight. Grind until the silky sheets, the morning and night. Walk with a bigger bite, man, I'm more than a hype. Raise up in the system, I'm tired of playing victim. On a bigger mission, these niggas, they better listen. Bend it to my rhythm, my will, we be ascending. Release you from this prison and show you a newer vision. Ambition, I'm attacking, the fact is that you slacking. I'm asking, let's get it cracking. They acting, they don't be rapping, it's real. It's what I feel, in the past. I shoot the kill lyrically, I fit the bill everlasting. How it feel.
I'm love, I'm love, I'm love. I do believe I'm love, I'm love, I'm love. I do believe I'm love, I'm love, I'm love. I do believe I'm love, I'm love.
Yeah.
Radio. Always playing the sound. Checker
systems are offline.
Radio. Always playing the sound.
To Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
Home with my son busting, he say, Dad, I need $250. He's only 12 years old, so I freaked out. What's going on, nigga? Somebody trying to kill you? He said, no. Kevin Hart's coming to town and I wanted to see his show. I said, well, how much are the tickets? He said, they're $125. I said, God damn, mine only 80. I said, well, why do you need $250 then? He goes, because I want to go with you, Dad. Please. And there it is. So I took him to the show. And we sit right up front. The lights go down. And one opening act after another goes on. Then Kevin takes the stage. Crowd goes fucking nuts. Thousands of people. I was furious. The longer the show went on, the madder I got. Because this show was fucking outstanding. It was maddening. These people were fucking holding their stomach. My son was slapping his knee. I'm like, oh, nigga, I do this too. Kevin says, good night. The crowd goes crazy. And then everyone starts walking to his door, and the lights come on. And then my son is just standing there. Looking at an empty stage. People are pushing past me and nobody's recognizing me. I'm like, man, this place fucking sucks. I said, come on, son, let's get out of here. And then my son looks back at me and he says, Dad, please, I have to meet him. I said, oh my God. So I took him backstage. I've known Kevin for years, but can you believe I was scared to knock on his dressing room door? I almost said, son, I haven't seen them for a long time, but and one of Kevin's goons opened the door.
Hey, what's up, Dave? What are you doing, man? It's good to see you, brother. What you doing in this area? This is a terrible area.
Yeah, actually, I live around here. Listen. Is Kevin here? My son just wanted to meet him real quick.
Well, I don't know, because Kevin's about to eat dinner.
Just think Kevin came around the corner to see who it was.
What? Oh, shit. What's up, Dave? Come on back. I was just about to have dinner. I don't know if you guys ate, but you're welcome to join me if you'd like.
And then my son pushed past me some cold shit. He goes, actually, Mr. Hart, we haven't eaten in several hours.
Man, Kevin took us into his back room. This guy had a fucking spread. It was Tuesday night. This motherfucker was having Sunday dinner. It was steak, chops, corn with butter all over it. My son was eating all fast, embarrassing. I was like, slow down, son.
Then I looked over in the corner. There was a box. Custom-made jerseys for the local team.
Each one was hand-stitched, and on the back they stitched on the K heart on all of them. Kevin saw me staring at that box, and he went over and grabbed one of them jerseys, and he walked right to my son. He said, "Hey, little man, I want you to have this." And my son was like, "Thanks, Mr. Hart." This is when I got mad. He goes, "If your father ever makes you mad, put that on." And he walked out. Oh, that was some cold shit. Then I realized, I looked up what Kevin made on Google. I couldn't believe that shit. Kevin is the first comedian that a Drake song could be about. Kevin could walk around his house and sing "All Me" and the whole song would still be true. Got everything, I got everything. I cannot complain, I could die. I don't even know how much I really made. I forgot, it's a lot. Fuck that, never mind what I got. And his wife would be like, "Kevin, come to bed." He'd be like, "Ho, shut the fuck up. I got way too much." You know how much money you have to tell a girl to shut the fuck up? I have quiet please money at best. I'd have to take a loan out for shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, that's Jay-Z money. And Beyonce got, "No, you shut the fuck up."
One of the valuable lessons I learned in life that I think every woman should know is, you know, never let anybody with dirty hands touch your cuckoo. I learned this lesson the hard way in life. I learned it the hard way. I was about 17, right? I was on the school bus, right? It was after track practice, and there's this boy that I liked or whatever, and he was like, you know, we was making out, and he was like, "Can I touch your coochie?" I was like, "Okay." Not let him touch it. And the next day, I was itching like a motherfucker. I was itching bad. And I was like, "Oh, shit. Something's wrong." And I went to my homegirl, and I was like, "Girl, I think he gave me AIDS." She was like, "What's wrong?" I said, "Is my coochie itching really bad? I'm pretty sure it's AIDS." And she was like, "No, it's me. Look, I heard my mom talking about this. You just need to put, it's something white. Yeah, mayonnaise. Put mayonnaise on it." I was like, "What?" She was like, "Yeah, put mayonnaise on it." So I went home. I put mayonnaise on my cuckoo. I went to sleep. When I woke up, my left coochie lip was gone, y'all. My whole left lip was gone. My right lip was on super swole. I was like, "Uh-oh. I'm growing a penis. I'm going through the change." So I thought, "Oh, maybe, okay, maybe I'm not going through the change. Maybe it's just an infection. Will grandma say if you get an infection?" "Oh, yeah. Put some peroxide on it." So my coochie looked like it had rabies. I was foaming. It was bad. I went to her, she's like, "Girl, you stupid." I was like, "Nobody raised me, bitch. I'm just going off of things that I hear from other people. This is why I'm glad this is the internet now. This was the 1900s. A bitch didn't know no better." It was so bad. I went back to sleep. When I woke up, my right coochie lip looked like it was a hot dog in a microwave for too long. We're not going to show that image. Turns out I just had a yeast infection on steroids. So what do we learn from this? Dirty nails, dirty D. That motherfucker can't touch me. Don't put mayonnaise on your pussy.
I got some new shit, though. I'm finna buy me a self-driving car. Fuck out of here. I'm gonna be in the back seat. You pull me over, I don't know what to tell you. Talk to the driver.
Talk to the driver officer. I'm sorry. I'm here in the back seat reading the Bible. As you can see, I'm naked with a little pit bull puppy. He's in his seatbelt. Just saying. Because it's a new world out there. This new election changed everything. Everything has changed. And don't worry, white people, we not going to talk politics. We not going to say who voted for who. We not going to get into that. We learned white people know how to keep a secret. Y'all didn't tell us shit this election, not nothing. We didn't know white people was up to something until they started showing white people in line voting. And all the white people looked like they had a secret to keep and shit. That... I think white people is up to something. I can't wait to see what 2018 gonna be. 2017 is already a doozy. We used to seeing people be wrong. We ain't never seen nobody be this wrong. CNN was wrong, wrong. CNN was talking big shit before the election. They had the map up, had all the states highlighted and shit. They were talking big shit. There's no way that Trump can win this unless he wins here, and here. That mother came back from commercial. They were sweating and crying and shit. They was bringing all the neighborhoods up separately. Where is the niggas vote at? White people done took over now. Shit that used to be black ain't black no more. First thing white people took over was rioting. Yes. Riots used to be some black shit. We'd get so mad, we'd riot. White people done took it over. White people, let me just say in front of all these minorities, y'all are terrible at it, white people. We taught y'all better than that. Y'all had a million white people out there. Y'all didn't do no damage at all. Y'all out there obeying the crosswalks and passing out orange slices, walking in single file lines. And white people, we taught y'all better than this. If it's a riot, you gotta be willing to fuck some shit up. Y'all can't fuck the shit up because y'all own the shit. So y'all out there fucking it up and cleaning it up at the same time. Not a riot, white people. White people just out there shaking their signs hard and shit. What are you doing? You using the shake weight? I'm riding, goddammit, I'm riding.
It's been a very interesting year for me because a lot of my guy friends have just come out as predators. Yeah, like I always knew, but it was like really their journey to figure it out. Good guy friends, comedian guys, call me up talking about, I don't know if I assaulted somebody. I don't know if I offended somebody. I'm like, how do you not motherfucking know? Read the goddamn room, man. If she looks like she's breathing bad air and has said no 3 or 4 times, it's a no. Also, guys, don't take your dick out. Who's taking their dick out? Nobody want to see your dick. Nobody want to see your dick. You know somebody wants to see your dick if they say, let me see your dick. I want to see that dick. That's how you know somebody wants to see your dick, guys. Come on. Matt Lauer, nobody wants to see your crusty bit of dick. Yuck. Louis C.K., nobody wants to see that ginger dick. No, thank you. Harvey Weinstein,
cook.
Nobody wants to see that pastrami mess. Yuck. Charlie Rose, how did he get his adult diaper off to show his dick? I don't know. What? James Franco? Put a pin in that shit. I want to see his dick. James Franco, I want to see your dick. Ooh, I want to see James Franco's dick. James Franco, I want to see your dick. If you come to a party at my house, please do not bring your dick. Bring rosé and hummus, okay? And some pita chips. Ooh, so salty and crunchy. Yes. Nobody wants to see that dick. Nobody wants to see your dick. Oh, my God. Now he's talking to his friend. Nobody wants to see my dick? No one told me that. Yeah, man, I'm telling you right now. I got a special, a microphone, lashes. Nobody wants to see your dick.
I love religion, man. I love watching religion, studying religion. The cool thing about religion is, like, no matter who you pray to, no matter what you study, every religion follows one basic premise, one basic idea that every religion follows. And that premise is God doesn't make mistakes. Every religion believes that. Everybody. God does not make mistakes. I say God does not make mistakes. God don't make no mistakes? That's okay. That's pretty ambitious thing to say. No mistakes? You ever read the Bible? What does the Bible say happened on the seventh day? God rested. Okay. Seems odd that a perfect being would rest. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been performing a task? It was going perfect and you took a rest? Has that ever happened in your life? No. That has never fucking happened to you. What was happened to you was you were performing a task, you fucked up, and you thought, let me rest before I fuck this up some more. God doesn't make mistakes. Hush your mouth. God makes plenty of mistakes. You ever see a porcupine? Can't eat it, can't hug it. Ugly, sticky, shitting all over the place. Mistake. What about quicksand? Sand, you can drown it. You can drown dry. You think God meant to make quicksand? Mistake. You ever been to Mississippi? Mistake. Mistake. Are you kidding me? This is a big hunk of racist dirt. Fucking Mississippi. I was there a couple of months ago. I couldn't even tell what year it was. That's how fucked up and ghetto that shit was. Like, God damn. You know what Mississippi's like? You know, like, when you go to the Caribbean? You know, like, when you go to the Caribbean, you land and you get in that van, that drive, that scary-ass drive from the airport to the resort, and you're looking out the window, you're like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this shit? What the fuck? No! You see little kids eating dreadlocks? You see Shabba Ranks stabbing a dog? Shabba! 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 People looking like they never saw a car before. Will. And then you get to the resort and you're like, Jamaica's nice. So nice. We should invite your mother. They give you one pina colada. And you forgive the worst poverty you've ever seen. You take one sip, you're like, that baby wasn't really dead, right? I can't wait to jet ski.
And so we drove for about 20 minutes. To what I thought was going to be a restaurant. Instead, Dave pulls over into an abandoned parking lot. Kills the engine, looks over at me and goes, "All right, dude, we're here." I was like, "Where? At my murder scene?" I was like, "No, dude, we're getting tacos over there." And he points, and in the corner of the parking lot was a truck. Right? A food truck, yeah, which I've now learned is quite common in America. In fact, some of the best food you'll find at a food truck. But at that moment in time, you have to forgive me, I was a little bit apprehensive. Okay? Yeah, I just wasn't quite comfortable with the idea of getting my food from an establishment that would not be there the next day. I feel like there's a certain level of accountability that comes with permanence. Dave was adamant, though. He's like, "Dude, you got to get it from a truck, dude. That's how you know it's real." I was like, "All right, well, let's just get this over with. Let's do it." So I hop out of the car, walk up to the truck. And it was definitely a taco truck because there's a sign above it flashing that read, "Tacos." Tacos. Tacos. By the way, weird piece of trivia about me as a person. I hate signs that flash but don't change. Yeah, I always feel like a sign shouldn't be allowed to flash unless it intermittently changes to some other information. Otherwise, I think that's wasted suspense. It should be illegal. Because it always catches my eye, and then I wait for something else, like tacos and tacos. And what else? Tacos. Anything else? Tacos. Just stay on tacos! Anyway, now I'm irritated. I walk up to the truck, and as I get there, this little dude pops out. And he was a completely different mood to me. You could tell. He just popped his head. I was like, "Hey, how you doing, man? You want some tacos?" I said, "It would be awkward if we didn't." He says, "What? Oh, yeah, of course, man, of course. But you never know. Maybe you want something else, yeah?" I said, "Oh, what else do you have, my friend?" He said, "No, nothing, man. It's a taco truck." I said, "Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's a moment of my life I'll never get back. Thank you very much." He said, No. Calmate, man. I'm just saying, you know, I don't want to waste your time. You want tacos? Let's do tacos. How many tacos do you want, my friend?" I said, "Well, I don't know how many tacos to get, sir. I've never had tacos before." He said, "You've never had tacos?" I said, "No, I have." "You've never had tacos?" I was like, "Oh, you should meet my friend Dave." Because like, I'm not going to order food when I don't know what it is, okay? I don't know what the quantities are. I don't know what tacos are. I don't know what taco is. I don't know what taco be, okay? What do you say? How many do you get? Because just now I'm going to be like, "Give me 5. What if tacos like little pigs or something? I'm like, "Give me 5. Next thing I'm walking home with this, "Wee, wee, wee." And that's how I started my farm. Like, I have no clue what these things are. So I'm like, "Yo, man, I just want to try the food. Just give me enough to try." He's like, "Okay, you just drank it out. 2 tacos is enough, my friend." I said, "Okay, then give me 2 tacos. He's like, "2 tacos, coming up." Guy goes to the back, starts preparing the food. I have no clue what's coming out. Comes back a few minutes later. He's like, "Hey, my friend, your tacos are ready." I said, "Oh, thank you, man. Thank you very much." He's like, "Yeah, you want a napkin?" So I'm sorry, what? I said, "Do you want a napkin?" And now, LA. This is where it gets weird for me. Because you see, where I'm from. Napkins are the things babies wear to hold their shits. The thing for your mouth we call a serviette. But I didn't know that, so at this point this manager turned to me, offered me food, and then said, "You want a napkin?" I said, I'm sorry, I'm confused. What? Why would I want a napkin? So you know, man, for the mess afterwards. I said, for the mess? How instant is it that I need a napkin? Hey, man, you never know with tacos, man. One minute you think you got it, the next thing is coming out. I said, that sounds like the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. He's like, no, it's part of the experience. Everybody does it, man. You make a mess, you clean up, you come back and try again, you know?
I said, all right, that's an experience I don't want to have. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to skip it.
He's like, so you're not going to try my food? I said, okay, I'll try the food, but I'm not going to take the napkin, man. He said, so what are you going to do? I said, well, if it's as crazy as you say it is, I'll just eat the taco in the car on the way home. He's like, oh, you think you're safe. But you're going to be driving. Somebody swerves, you hit their brakes, splat, it's coming out. Don't be a hero, man. Just take the napkin. I said, all right, I'm not being a hero right now. I'm just being a grown-ass man, okay? Like, if it gets really bad, I'll just squeeze super tight till I get to where I'm going. He's like, yeah, that's the problem. Some people, they don't know. They squeeze it too tight, then the juice comes spring out even more. It can spray on your pants and on your shirt and all. I'm like, oh, my shirt. How the hell did shit get all the way up to my shirt? What is this, bouncing on the ground and ricocheting back up? What the hell is in this, man? He's like, hey, man, you want that napkin or not? I said, I don't even know what your tacos right now, dude. So much stress. Now I love tacos.
I'm a firm believer in letting information float in the air and disappear. I don't like to talk about it. Let it float in the air and disappear. I go downstairs in the kitchen. I see my son in the kitchen. My son gave me a look that said that he wanted to ask me about what he just saw. I gave him a look back that said, don't you fucking ask me about nothing that you just saw. And I knew he wasn't really going to try to ask me because he got in trouble in school earlier that week. I had to take my son's phone from him, which is the worst thing you can do to a child. Taking a kid's phone is detrimental to a child's lifestyle. As soon as I took his phone, he immediately turned into a crackhead. Instantly. Instantly. I said, give me the phone. Give me the phone. You're not getting the phone back till you get your shit together. I snatched the phone. He broke down. He said, come on, daddy, don't do me like that. He started moving down. Don't do me like that, daddy. He said, take my leg instead. Take my leg. What? Well, give me the goddamn phone. You're not getting the phone back till you get your shit together. When I take the phone, I say to myself, you know what? I need to go through my son's phone. I need to see what my son has been talking about on his goddamn phone. It's irresponsible on my part as a parent to not know what's on my son's phone. I go through the phone, people, I realize I don't have the code. I don't got the thumbprint, the face ID, nothing. So I got to go back to this little nigga and ask him to put the goddamn code in the phone. Put the code in the phone so I can see what you've been talking about. Straight face, my son said, nah, man, I ain't gonna do it. I said, what? Boy, put the code in the phone before I punch you in the fucking throat. That's what I said. I said that. He took off running. Like he don't live in this house. Like I'm not gonna see him at the dinner table in 10 minutes. I said, anybody chasing you, give me the code to the phone before I kick you in the back. Swear to God, from downstairs, all I heard was, fuck you! I'm going to kill him. I'm about to kill him. I run downstairs, grab my son by the neck. I start choking the shit out of my son. What the fuck you say to me? He couldn't breathe. He said, that's the code. The code is fuck you.
Oh. That's a good code, son. That's a good code. Is it Y-O-U or the letter U? How you spell it?
Nigga, Elon Musk be going to space by himself. What the fuck is that white man doing in space alone? That's not suspicious to anybody but me. If this motherfucker goes to space without the government, without NASA, which I didn't even know you could fucking do. As far as I knew, they were the space niggas. They run space. You want to fuck with space, you got to fuck with them. This motherfucker built a spaceship like it's a go-kart, goes on Tuesdays. This space day is Saturday. Everybody know that. You can't leave midweek to go to goddamn space. It's an event. It happens Saturday. The TV's on. This nigga be going Wednesday night. What? From Sacramento at that. Bitch, space place is Cape Canaveral. That's where you go from. Ain't no entry point to Mars from fucking Sacramento. And when you go into space, you at least tell the people, it's a PSA. You get on the goddamn news, you say, hey, people, I'm about to go fuck around in space. Don't be alarmed. This nigga just went. We thought it was aliens. Is it aliens? No, it's just Elon doing donuts in the sky. What the fuck is this? White man ambition is some shit. You want to know what a racism is? That's where the fuck it is, white man. Because I know y'all still confused. Look at him. What are you talking about? Fucking confused. Because they don't get, because everyone learns the history. So you're like, well, no one's getting hung and we ain't beating nobody. And I work next to a black guy and he has a car, so equality. Just lay the fuck down. Rest easy. Is everything fair? Fucking nut job. Everything's not fair. Because while you're sleeping, you're dreaming about buying Mars, nigga. I've never thought I could do no shit like that a day in my life. I thought about having all the money. And you know what I thought? I was like, if I get all the money, I'm going to buy them gold ceilings Master P had in cribs. That's what the fuck I'm going to do when I get all the goddamn money. Space by my goddamn self? Bitch, never. Even if I thought about going to space, I'd call NASA first. Yo, NASA, this is Sam. Can I go? You know what it is, Tuesday. Space Day is Saturday.
You know everybody in prison been calling me? Man, you gonna go holler at Trump, man, or what? Man, I can't go stand with him. It look like I'm standing with the feds. Yeah, Donald Trump, man, that motherfucker wouldn't even, he don't even, y'all think he down there right now? He ain't even in that house. He don't live in that house. You know why? Because there was a brother living in there. And he be damned if he gonna move in behind a brother. I ain't moving in there behind him. They said he called Obama and said, I did a walkthrough. You left your wave cap in the bathroom. Who's hot and flaming Cheetos is in the refrigerator? It's a German Shepherd tied up on the side of the house. Whose Cadillac on bricks is in the backyard? Yeah, man, Obama, man, that's the real motherfucker right there. Hey, man, I miss Obama, man. I miss Obama. He back smoking and everything again. I didn't see him. I seen him the other night. Nigga, Mike, what's up, man? Because that's how Obama look when he going to cop some weed. He be like, yeah. Michelle be sitting in the car. When he get in the car, I'm going to say, did you get it? Let's go. Just ride. Just drive, drive, drive. I know the cops are around here. Let's get it and go. Smell it. It's good this time. Smell it. Sure. Let me put it in my nuts. Yeah, Donald Trump, he mad, you know what I mean? He mad, you know what? I kind of figured it out. He probably got a little dick, you know what I'm saying? That'll make a man mad as a motherfucker. You walk around here, dick little, you ain't servicing the women right, that'll make you angry as a motherfucker. Ladies, next time you see a man that's mad and got a bunch of power and you're like, why is he so unhappy? Dick this big. Got little dick issues. Look at Obama, man, humble, got a beautiful family. I ain't no humbo, but nigga's dick probably hit the ground. Shit hit the ground. And y'all know how humble I've been throughout my career. I've been humble in the motherfucker. I've been humble. And if you think I'm lying, I ain't got a lie to you. This is all me right here.
We're just in a fight right now. We're just in a fight. And when you're in a fight, big thing, you got to stay consistent. We got to stay consistent, ladies. Especially us. That's right. So, you know, you can't be out there at the Women's March. Fuck Harvey, yeah. Equal pay. Yeah, we got to get equal pay. And they'd be like, ooh, girl, I got to get home and watch The Bachelor. No. The Bachelor cannot coexist with Time's Up, Me Too. Can't have it. No. The only time you hear Me Too on The Bachelor is if somebody says, I have chlamydia. Gotta let The Bachelor go. I know some of you are like, well, Wanda, it's just entertainment. It's a TV show. Yeah, I know, but it promotes bad behavior, and it makes women look stupid. Gotta go. Got all these women, you know, all these women gathered trying to all vie for this one little shitty dude. And he's actively dating all of them right in front of your face. And you know he's sleeping with all of them. And the women are just standing around like, when is he gonna fuck me? When do I get my one-on-one? I have more respect for strippers than I do for women who go on The Bachelor. I do. What the hell? And then they try to make it like it's some fairy tale, you know, with the rose ceremony. Oh, if he wants you to stay, he'll give you a rose. Say, bullshit. I want them to show it for what it is. Instead of the rose ceremony, I want them to line all the women up. And if he wants you to stay, he will tap you on your forehead. With his dick.
It's played on Country on Sundays on NSF Radio.
Call
Valley Park, Bubba Sparks.
Booty, booty, yeah. Booty, booty, yeah. Booty, rocking everywhere. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
Is believing.
I'm ready to believe it. How about you guys?
Country fried, baptizing gravy, can't wash up with the good Lord's teaching. No matter how far that highway goes, an old dirt road will get you home.
Come on.
You can see it in their eye when they try to lie. You'd a bullet hole and a stop sign kind. Then I'm right there with you, put your drinks up high for my country folk.
Hey.
My country folk.
Hey.
I'm out here on a thousand.
Yo, it's Country Lou here. If it's played in the South, it's played on Country on Sundays on NSF Radio.
I like to smooth you.
In the valley of the king, full time ball, I'm going for gold rings. Never hesitate, estimate, hustle confirm. My food post meal, city of night roamers. On the saddle once again, I'm living for real. I do this shit for real, man, I never pretend. They try to take me out the picture, but it didn't happen. Picture me rolling in a mansion up in the Aspen. Smoking on the sheets with a pound in the cabinet. I got these wins within my reach going over time. Your faith ain't confirmed. Victim of animosity, this ain't the firm. Russian casting transactions, minus atrocity. Told you once, nobody stopping me, I'm rolling more blunts. You know the game is real. When the Masons get in treat, I still come in first and I don't wanna take the lead. I walk on every single key with the presence of saints. Soon as I seen violence, the niggas started to paint. Saw the Adam was Lotus, you go as far as you think. We'll do devotion, cause I had to make the link. When you wake up, go berserk and I put it on the market. Make sure it's what it's worth, throw the extras in the sink. The tragic statements of a nigga on a mission. Thank the Lord I made it. Bullets made me sicker cause they dying from these digits. Locations, it was pre-wit and silhouettes of Simons. Accuracy on the 100. I know it was real, real diamonds. Display the traits of the mind lost, some realignment. I used it just to retime it. Put the vibe in. Hey. And lately, I've been worry free. Nigga ain't worried about a thing. Nigga ain't worried about a thing. Lately, I've been worry free.
I had to go take a shit, so we had to keep some white noise, but I just gotta go, we gotta go, you gotta go, I gotta go. It's almost time to get out of here, so everybody in this stuff, Uncle Grandpa, go take a nap, but I got another commercial for you.
In a long time, due to child support issues or because of child custody issues. Find yourself looking at old pictures of your children and wondering how they are doing. Do you say to yourself, maybe I should have worked harder to make it work with their mother? Do you find yourself saying, I know the relationship wasn't a great fit for me, but we have a child together. Maybe I should have worked harder to make it work for the children. Are you stuck in a bad marriage and maybe want out? Or you just want to work it out but can't find a safe place to go where your feelings or your voice will be heard? Well, we have the answer for you. Here at the National Saving Fatherhood Foundation, we're working hard to find and give you the answers you may need to help you get to your next step in life. Find ways to keep your peace of mind and family together. We have a wide array of programs and resources to help you, whether it be our child support payment programs to help you get back on your feet, or our fatherhood group support classes to help you become the best father you can be, or 24/7 fatherhood hotline for when you're feeling down or not safe in your relationship or lifestyle. Even our Lost and Found program to help find your children and remake that lost connection. The National Saving Fatherhood Foundation is here for you to help you keep that bond strong once again. So call us today at 1-800-903-2096, extension 1, and ask to speak to a caseworker today. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-903-2096. Let us help you keep that family bond strong.
No!